When Fisher was finished, Mickey leaned back on his couch, crossing one leg over the other. He turned from Fisher to Martinez, then settled his gaze on Kevin, the youngest of the three.
"So you've all agreed on this?"
He wasn't smiling anymore, but his tone was still amicable. Kevin had expected anger, or at the least, disappointment. But Mickey seemed to have seen this coming. That didn't make Kevin feel any better. Mickey had taught him how to count cards. He had been Kevin's surrogate father in Vegas, and things were going to be very different without him.
"We took a vote," Fisher plowed forward. "It was unanimous."
It hadn't been anywhere near as simple as that. The team meeting the night before had lasted more than 7 hours. The opposition to Fisher's decision had come mainly from Kiana, who believed that Mickey was the soul of the MIT blackjack team. The argument had turned heated, even personal. Fisher accused her of letting an emotional attachment to Mickey cloud her judgment about the team. Mickey was a father figure for Kiana as well, and, Fisher had intimated, maybe something more. She had not denied the accusation. Instead, she had pointed out what many of them were thinking. Mickey knew more about card counting than anyone on the team. Things were going well at the moment. But what if the atmosphere changed? In the end, she had succumbed to Fisher's persistence. They were giving away too much of their hard-earned money. And there was nothing to fear from the casinos. Not that Mickey could protect them. He couldn't even set foot on the gambling floor.
"If that's your decision," Mickey said, showing his palms, "that's how it will have to be. I'll notify my investors tomorrow morning. I guess the stock market will have to be good enough from now on."
He laughed, the sound revealing a little pain at the edges. Despite his demeanor, this obviously wasn't easy for him. He had built this team from the ground up. Kevin reminded himself that Mickey still had the amphibians. Hell, for all he knew, Mickey had a dozen teams running around Vegas. He'd be okay in the end.
"I hope we can all remain friends," Mickey said as Martinez and Kevin nodded. "Maybe help each other out now and then. I know that things are going extremely well right now, but let me give you guys some advice. Don't let yourselves get too comfortable. Remember everything I taught you. Every time you walk into a casino, they're watching. Every time you cash in a chip, they're taking notes. Sooner or later, they're going to start asking questions, and things will change."
Kevin felt a chill in the room. It was the first time Mickey had ever said anything so negative about their future prospects. Kevin could see that his words had also affected Martinez, whose cheeks had gone taut. But Fisher still wore a bitter expression. He was finished with Mickey and was ready to move on. "One last thing," Mickey said, as the three of them rose from the couch.
"The most important decision a card counter ever has to make is a decision to walk away.
From a bad table, from a negative shoe, from an unfriendly casino.
It was the one thing I was never very good at."
He shook each of their hands, pausing in front of Fisher.
"Good luck," Mickey said quietly. "Let's hope the cards keep falling our way."